to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. I'm Emily, your host, and join me every week as I talk about running a creative business, a bunch of pop culture fun, and even more. So let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, your favorite neighborhood designer, and I am back with a brand new podcast episode. We're almost 2 months in, 2 full months into 2020 now, and I wanted to share with you guys something I've been doing a lot in my business recently, and that is using affirmations. Now, I know some of you aren't exactly the spiritual type, and you don't believe in affirmations, or just like, this is ridiculous shit, I don't want to listen to it. That's totally okay. If you don't want to listen to it, go ahead and skip like 10 minutes and you'll hear the rest of the episode like normal. But I'm hoping you'll stick around because this is something that I really, truly, truly love in my business. It's something that I didn't think I would love, but has helped me so much this year already. So I'm excited about it. Okay, now that I'm done rambling, let's talk. If you guys don't know what affirmations are, they're basically positive phrases or sentences you tell yourself that help you manifest what you want. I use them for literally everything in my life, from personal life to business life, and I wanted to share some of it with you guys because I truly believe they work. So if you guys are with me and you guys are ready to do this, let's get started. So one of my absolute favorites is this one. I will continue to grow my business, signing at least one new client each week. I will not let myself dwell on the numbers. Something I've always done is dwelled on the numbers, whether it's the number of followers I have or the number in my bank account, things like that. And it put so much stress on me that I could not do it. I can no longer focus on that without sacrificing my mental health. So something I wanted to do was try not to focus on that. So that is a huge affirmation for me and I love it. Another is one that I actually used and it actually resulted in what I wanted to do. So here it is. I will be able to invest in my business in order to help it grow. I will get the tools and software I need to take my business the next step. So I wrote this one down right at the end of 2019 because as a designer, you know, you need a lot of tools and software. And the one I really wanted for my business was an iPad Pro. And I know you guys were like, oh my God. But I use a lot of illustrations and stuff, and I want to continue using them. I want to create fonts for my business. So getting an iPad was a huge investment in my business that I wanted to be able to make. So before we even started 2020, I was like, here's what I want to do. Here, I'm going to write it down. I'm going to say it every day, and we'll see what happens. I wrote it down on December 27th, and by January 21st, I was able to order my iPad. And I was ecstatic. I was so excited about it. So it's something that I truly loved doing, and it's something I will continue to do, especially because I'm always wanting to invest in my business and get new tools and software to help my business grow. So now we're moving on to some more. This one is from February, and it says, I will sign at least 2 new clients each week. I will book my business out to August. I will not need to stress about money or projects, as I am a money magnet and money comes to me easily. So the end part of that one is like huge for a lot of business owners and just a lot of people in general, because our societies are so dominated by money. It's a huge part of what we do. It literally drives our societies. So when you put it out in the universe that you can receive money and that you basically are a money magnet, then it does end up flowing to you better. So I really enjoy having that one in my business and just kind of the rest of it. Every month I plan to build on this one because like I had in January, it was 1 client each week and now this one's 2. And I would just love to be able to book out my business more. And so that's something I say daily. Next is, there's no obstacle too big for me to overcome. I have had some struggles over the last month, so writing that down and saying that every day has helped calm me so much. You have no idea. Yeah, that's basically it for that one. Next is, every day I get better and better at everything I do. I put this one down because I majorly struggle with imposter syndrome and feeling like I'm not good enough and that there's other people that can do better than I can. And really, at the end of January, it was very elevated. And by the beginning of February, I was just like, I'm an imposter. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this. And then it took me a couple days to realize that it wasn't me. I was not the imposter. I'm great at what I do. I just had the wrong mindset because I was dealing with a major issue. So writing that down and saying that every day just reminded me that, like, I can and I do get better at what I do every single day. So it just it makes everything feel better, you know? Next is, there's no limit to what I can achieve. It's short, it's simple, it's sweet, and it's something that I needed in my life. I did not know I needed it, but I did. Just because I'm one of those people, I'm an Aquarius and I'm an INFP, and I am somebody that is like, shoot for the stars. I want everything to be perfect. I want to continue doing things and I want everything to succeed. So it's very important for me to have this because it just reaffirms that, like, I can achieve whatever I set my mind to. Next is, I will attract the best when I value my own skills and expertise. This goes back to the whole imposter syndrome thing. I really, really, really struggle with it sometimes. And so having this one was just like, okay, I got this. I really, really, really have this. It's okay. I'm good. I have my skills and I'm good at what I do, and people will realize that when I realize that. And it's true. Again, at the beginning of the month and the end of last month, I was majorly struggling. But when I started to believe in this, I got more clients and I was like, I'm okay. I'm good. So that was another one. Then I had to write this one down because if you guys know what a workaholic is, or if you know a workaholic, you know how hard it is for them to have a day off. And I wanted to have so desperately Valentine's weekend off because where my dad lives, there's this huge event that I want to go to every year. So I put, I accept that I will have days off. That was so hard for me to write just because I literally am working basically every day, Monday through Sunday, 24/7 basically. And so putting this down and like reaffirming that like I can take days off and that I will take days off and it's okay to do so really, really, really helped me out. So those are a few of my favorite affirmations that I have been using for the last 2 months. And now we're going to be talking about some that I'm going to be using for the next month that I'm just excited about. So one of the first ones that I'm going to be using is one that I found recently and I absolutely love. And it is, I am my best source of inspiration. I literally search everywhere for inspiration in my life, whether it's for designing a client project, designing something for myself, or just like something for dinner. So having this is like huge for me. And just it just like tells me that like, yeah, you can find things on the internet, but if you look inside yourself, you will find that you are the best and you are the best source of information you can find, or inspiration that you find. So next is one that I feel like I really need because, again, imposter syndrome, we've been talking about this, but it's, I am not measured by what I achieve. So this goes back to basically me working on my portfolio during my website rebuild, and something I realized was, it doesn't look like I've worked on a lot of things. It looks like I'm still a new designer, but I'm not. I've been in business for almost 2 years now, and it's just one of those things where it's like, I need to realize that what I have on my portfolio is barely a peek into what I can do, what I have done, and what I have achieved. So that just reaffirms it to me that like, I hope you understand. Number 9, back to the imposter syndrome, is I believe in myself and my skills, because again, I have struggled with that majorly, so it's something I need to work on. The next one is, I will honor my limits and respect my boundaries. Something I feel like I don't have enough in my business is boundaries. There's times when I'll take phone calls on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock because that's the only time a client can get, and I understand that, but that's like my personal time where I'm usually like watching a movie or spending time with family or friends, and I have to go reschedule my life to take these calls, and I don't set up enough boundaries for myself. So having this means that I will just like respect my own boundaries and I won't let clients push them. Okay, another one is kind of funny, but it just like gives me something that says I'm worth it, and it's I'm rad as fuck. I truly, truly, truly love this. And I just truly love that one. And I feel like you can never tell yourself enough that you're awesome. So I have that. Okay. Finally, I have I'm smart and capable and can't be stopped. It's another one of those. I've got this. Nothing can get in my way. And I am amazing. So I hope those helped you guys out some. If you use affirmations or if you don't, try some of those out, whether they're the ones I've shared earlier or the ones that I'm going to be using in my own life next month. Just try them out in your life. Write them down, read them to yourself 3 times daily. I usually do it in the morning before I start working, and it just gets you in the right mindset and gets you excited to work, you know? So yeah. Okay, now that we've talked about affirmations, we're gonna go take a break and get into the rest of our amazing episode. There's so much coming, you guys. I hope you're excited. Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There's so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. This next ad is for the brand Lively, an amazing clothing company created by women for women. Lively is inspired by what we believe makes a woman sexy today: smart, healthy, confident, active, and outgoing. Lively is not just about the product, it is about a mindset that reminds, empowers, and enables us all to live life doing what we love with the people we love. Created by a team with over 60 years of experience, you're sure to find an amazing, durable, and cute piece to fit your needs. You can shop their amazing bralettes, panties, and even their clothing now and get $10 off when you use the code AMB-BTGirlBossPod. It'll be linked in the description at checkout. To shop, head to our link hub, dreamnowmedia.com/Instagram, and hit the get $10 off your Lively order with the code AMBBTGirlBossPod. Get yourself one of their amazing products and just see why they're so talked about. Make sure you also tag #WearLively and @WearLively to show off your amazing purchase on Instagram. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/C/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. This week's small creator shout out goes to one of my new internet friends. I'm so excited. She's just truly amazing, so I had to share it with you guys. Her name is Madeline. She's on @_simple_systems on Instagram. You can find the link in the description of this episode, but she's an incredibly smart and kind interior designer. She's truly, truly amazing. I absolutely love her feed, and I love talking to her. She's, again, incredibly kind, incredibly sweet, and just a great human being. So you guys should definitely check her out. Once again, she's @simple_systems on Instagram. It'll be linked in the description of the episode. Go ahead and give her a little follow, give her some love, and let her know that the Creative Boss Babe podcast sent you. So this week's song of the week is No Shame by 5 Seconds of Summer. Y'all know how much I love them, how much I love the band, and how amazing they are. And like, yeah, this song is one of their latest singles. They actually put out another one today, which we'll touch on in another episode maybe, but this song I'm just obsessed with. It is so amazing. It's just great. So No Shame is a bop. I literally will turn it on and dance to it. The music video is like so deep. It's showing like fame, how it affects people, how like social media affects people. It's incredible. I truly love it all. So if you guys want to listen to it, you can check it out right now on the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify, or you could just like search it on YouTube. You could watch the video there. But the song is just truly amazing. So this week's song of the week is No Shame, and you can listen to this one and all other songs mentioned in the podcast on the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. instead of our normal business tips a week, I want to tell you guys about something new that I'm launching for my business, Canyon Moon Creative Company. So if you guys don't know, I love launching programs and things to help creative entrepreneurs, and what I'm launching now is no exception. It's literally for all of you, my amazing listeners, all my amazing followers, the people who love creating and want to have an entire business and combine the two to have this successful empire. So what I'm launching is called the Create and Conquer Creative Mastermind. It's a 12-week mastermind program designed to help you create content for your brands and businesses that connects, grows, and converts your audience. I am so dang excited for it. It's 12 weeks of group calls, trainings, lessons, competitions, so many things that it's just incredible. And I've been wanting to launch it for a while. I kind of soft launched it on Instagram, but now I'm coming to you, my amazing, amazing, amazing listeners, to let you know more about it. So basically, this entire program is one designed to help you, again, create content that connects, converts, and grows your audience. Not only that, but it also helps you figure out what you want for your business, how to use your business, and how to be amazing, honestly. So that sounds horrible, but each week there's like a different lesson. Some of it's about creating your message, your brand message, finding your ideal clients, writing your copy, finding pictures, creating content. Then there's also challenges like the content games, and it's amazing. So what's included in it is a weekly group calls all 12 weeks. They're on Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you can't make it, but you still want to be part of it, you can actually go back and watch the replays later. There's workbooks and PDFs, things full of magical information that will be sent to you weekly to go with your lessons. That it'll just help you so much. There will be an exclusive Instagram pod so you can share the content you're creating and raise your engagement rates, because let's be honest, we all want that. And just to connect and chat with other members. There's also an exclusive Facebook group for members of the mastermind. So you can do all of that. Plus, there's 3 one-on-one group coaching calls with me. So it's just the two of us. We'll sit down, we'll chat about what you're doing, what you want to do, how you want to do it, and I'll help you, give you guidance, that kind of things. And you also get a free brand audit. I'll take a look at your brand and the things behind it, your brand messaging, your brand identity, all of that stuff, and see if it connects with who your ideal clients are. So it's honestly amazing. And the best part of it all is it's under $300. It's $297 for the 12-week program. Now, keep in mind that it is 12 weeks, and if it's, that's like a holy shit, that's a lot of money, and you can't exactly afford that right now, but you want to be a part of this, there are payment plans available. There's a 3-month and a 6-month, so if that's something you want, let me know, we'll chat about it, but I'm just so excited for this all, and I wanted to let you guys know first, because I would love to have you guys in it. I'd love to connect with you more and teach you and learn from you, because a mastermind is not just about learning, it's also about giving. So where you succeed, others might fail or fall short, and you can share your amazing information with them and vice versa. So it's just, again, something I'm so excited about that I wanted to tell you guys. So if you guys would like to learn more, read the breakdowns on like each weekly topic and learn and just apply, you can do so now by heading to the link in the description or going to your internet browser and typing in canyonmooncreative.com/mastermind. That's all you have to do. Again, it's linked in the description. Super easy. You can go click there. I'm also going to be sharing it literally everywhere. So like if you don't click it from here, you'll find it. And just check it out, learn about it, read about it, see if it's something for you. If you have any questions, reach out on Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative Co. Or you can go ahead and shoot me an email, emily@canyonmooncreative.com, and we can chat about it. And yeah, again, I'm so excited, you guys. If this is something you want to be a part of, go ahead and submit an application. They're open now. Applications close on, I think, March 8th. So keep that in mind. I'm so excited, and yeah, I hope to see you all there. Now, let's get to the outro. So, that's it for this video. Like I said, there was big things coming, and I feel like I didn't disappoint, but honestly, I might have. I hope I didn't, and I hope you guys are truly excited about the Create and Conquer Mastermind and that you want to join. And again, if you do, or if you have any questions, you can reach out on Instagram, or you can email me, or whatever, and I'm more than happy to talk. But yeah, so that's happening, and yeah, I guess that's it for this episode. I hope you guys liked it. If you did, please, 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 please give this episode a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts that accepts ratings, just to share with the world how much you love it and how much you want people to love it as much as you do. I don't know. Just share with the world how much you love it, or even if you hate it, still give it a 5-star rating and leave a review saying, I hate this show, I never want to hear it again, you know? That's okay, too. Just every rating helps us reach a new audience, helps us grow our little family of listeners. So it would mean the world to me if you guys could please leave that review, or even share the podcast on your social medias and tag us at Candy Moon Creative Co. Or literally, you know, just share about it with everybody. That being said, again, you can find us on Instagram at Candy Moon Creative Co. or Instagram.com/Candy Moon Creative Co. It's linked in the description of this episode, as well as our small creator shout out. So you can check those out if you want to. And yes, I will be back next week with a brand new episode of the podcast. I cannot wait to talk to you guys later. Bye.